One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle coming to you from the downtown San Francisco studios of the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. What is going on? What you got? What you get? Let's talk some video games. It's on all these sports talk networks. We only get this 1 hour all week to delve in. It's not just sports video games. It is all video games, so don't be shy. There is a toll-free line at 1-800-878-PLAY. Once again, 1-800-878-7529. We'll get you in and get you heard all across this great land of ours, lower and contiguous 48, Canada, Mexico, El País Amigo. And also, proud and privileged of being on the American Forces Radio Network worldwide, 500 outlets, 177 countries, shipped at sea. If you're in the military, I'm on your side. You're doing a great job. Come home soon. I come military family. I think most Americans do, but even if we don't, we certainly appreciate all that you do out there keeping us safe and all volunteer professional armed service, right? We are also on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. You can get us that way. Also on sportsbyline.com, streaming along, click listen live. That's how you will win the game. I'll give away at 40 after just over a half hour. Just answer a trivia question with sportsbyline.com. Sportsbyline.com, click listen live to hear us stream, as you can do on SB Nation Live as well. We are also very proud to be on Sirius XM 211 in progress, the Dan Patrick channel. Where are my truckers out there? White Line Fever. Still got CB radios. Brick 19. We got Smokey the Bear. Brown paper bags. I go. See. How old are you, Rick? That kind of old. Also, CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network, Channel 2, and your cable provider in 35 million homes. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle is a Facebook fan page. You can get me there, and the Twitter is at Rick Tittle as well. And Rick at sportsbyline.com. That's also how you can ask for a cheat code, and I bring that up at the end of the show as well. So, once again, on all these sports talk networks, we have 1 hour. Actually, we have about 51 minutes to talk video games. We'll take a quick break. We will come back and let it go. So come on in, 1-800-878-7525.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Video game review. My name is Rick Tittle, and it's great to have you with us wherever you are listening all over the world. And you can be a part of the show at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Get you in and get you heard. So we had GamesCon, and this happened in Köln, Deutschland. But I know a lot of us don't say Köln, we say Cologne. That's right, in Germany. And we got to see a lot of different stuff. We got to see updates for Mortal Kombat 1, Modern Warfare 3 is coming out in October. Of course, we had that reveal a couple days ago as well for MW3. And there were a lot of highlights, a lot of games as well. And you got a new look at Black Myth Wukong, not Wuhan. That's the coronavirus. You got to see behind the scenes of Lies of P, Off the Grid, also Sky Children of Light, and its animated series spinoff, Like a Dragon Gaiden, The Man Who Erased His Name. It's a great name. Homeworld 3. But Black Myth Wukong has been making a big splash up until GamesCon, and the chance to not only look at it, but actually to look at Unreal Engine 5 Souls-like. And they brought us 19 minutes of glorious gameplay. I was checking it out on IGN. And it's shaping up to be one of the most exciting RPGs of the Souls-like era. And very fresh approach to things. But we'll see how the developer called Game Science is going to be approaching it with the, not just the character development, but the leveling up. And when you think about the design of these further chapters as they go, this looks like it's going to be a big success. Lies of P, not Life of Pi, that was the tiger on the boat. Lies of P, which is another Souls lie that's based on Pinocchio. That is coming out in less than a month. It's September 16th. And another demo at GamesCon 2023, very impressive looking A-class Souls-like that could stand toe-to-toe with From Software's best stuff as well. But you check out the King of Puppets boss, some new weapons as well. It's a legit game. We also saw District 9 director Neil Blomkamp. He discussed Off the Grid, which is he's directing as a dystopian battle royale. Some people call it a satirical cyberpunk game within a game, too. But he says it's going to be 150 people in battle royale mode. And for those who aren't, I love multiplayer. I'm not a big battle royale with the smog or whatever closing in. But there'll be a 60-hour narrative campaign as well. That is a massive undertaking. And we got to see the battle royale in action. We got to see some trucks, cars, grappling hooks, jetpacks, and a lot more. As I said, Sky, the Two Embers, that was a little teaser, which is based off the animated series Sky Children of the Light. And they're working on that. We got new details from Like a Dragon Gaiden, The Man Who Erased His Name. It's a spinoff game starring Kazuma Kiryu that looks to connect Yakuza 6, The Song of Life, and Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth. And at the GamesCon 2023 in Cologne, the chief producer of the game, Hiroyuki Sakamoto, was sharing a lot of details about the combat, the fighting styles, the customization, and also the Colosseum battle arena. Colosseum with three S's. Colosseum. And he reveals why Kazuma Kiryu, who is no longer working on the code name Joryu, is a lot like Superman, he said. Homeworld 3 is returning for the first time in 20 years. And the game director named Lance Mueller and the lead writer named Curtis Cerulis, they shared a lot about what was going on. And it was a new war games mode that adds co-op roguelike missions. And that'll make it a lot more exciting. We did hear when that's coming out. It's in February of 2024. Payday 3 lead producer Andreas Hell Penninger in his home country, and also the global brand director and head of community, Almer Listo. They were on hand to answer a lot of questions about that, but it was very interesting to hear them talking about developing an Unreal ending, working with Ice-T, new mechanics, and they have about 18 more months to go on that game. Project Mugen offers a lot of Spider-Man inspired anime action, if you like. It was one of the bigger surprises at GamesCon. It's a free-to-play urban open world RPG, and it looks kind of like a fusion of Cyberpunk 2077 and Genshin Impact. But once again, it looks like you'd be right at home in Spider-Man's universe. The senior director of marketing, Riten Huang, talked about the game's anime art style, its characters, and some of the combat play as well. We got tons of new trailers as well. We saw First Dwarf, the official teaser. Very interesting animation there, and it's cute yet also kind of foreboding. We also got to see 13 minutes of Path of Exile 2 Druid gameplay, which is really well. It has a narration from Jonathan Rogers, who co-created the game, and we got a second piece of that, 7 minutes on the Warrior and the Huntress, also with Rogers. Grinding Gear Games shared a lot of new screenshots for Path of Exile 2, which focused on bosses, in-game environments, and spell effects. We got our first look at Neil Blomkamp's Off the Grid, as I mentioned. He's in that on the first trailer. Also, when you think about technology, AMD announced two new Radeon RX 7000 GPUs. And there was a handful of tech announcements, but AMD took the stage and talked about those two new desktops. It's the RX 7800 XT and 7700 XT, both designed for PC gamers, obviously, who prefer the FPS 1440p gaming. And AMD shared some details on FSR 3.0. It revealed it will introduce a self-native anti-aliasing mode. No release date yet, but the third generation of this really super sampling is coming soon. Alan Wake 2, Sam Lake sat down to talk about Alan Wake and his horror inspirations, a little comedy as well. We also got a closer look at Forza Motorsport, and IGN's Destiny Ligari got a chance to check out that demo and wrote a little review on it. And there's a new game mode called Builder's Cup, describing how it's a mode where you can obtain experience points as racing as cleanly as possible. And the demo, you saw Audis, you saw Mercedes and BMWs as well. Now, GamesCon also gives out awards, and we need to talk about that as well. So we'll take a quick break. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back right here on the Video Game Review.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Coming up in the next segment, I'll be giving away a brand new game. Who's me? I, me, you're you, Chevy Chase, and you're not. I'm Rick Tuttle. How you doing? 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to get in. 1-800-878-7529. A little more on GamesCon, which happened in Köln, Nordrhein-Westfalen, Deutschland. Was ist der Unterschied zwischen einer Fahrkarte? Sorry. Before we get to some of the awards, we saw some more announcements. We had an exclusive gameplay for The Lord of the Rings Return to Moria, and they actually gave that to IGN. It was 13 minutes, and that's going to be released on October 24th on PS5 and PC as an exclusive on the Epic Game Store. Don't fret, though, if you have a Series X and S, that'll be available next year. We've got to look at Stalker 2. That's S-T-A-L-K-E-R with periods after every letter. That got pushed back to early next year, but Stalker 2 is called Heart of Chernobyl, not Chernobyl, Chernobyl. And the developer GCS Game World, they came and they talked about, this is a first-person shooter, by the way. Remember, FPS could be first-person shooter and also frames per second. And then there it is. CG Project Red talked about how Phantom Liberty is the last big update before Cyberpunk 2. And I want to say, when I'm looking at the characters there, that's got to be Idris Elba that it's based on. If not, he should sue them. But the game director, Gabriel Amatangelo, discussed the new content, and he called the new zone Dogtown. So I did get to see the president of CG Projekt Red at the Game Developers Conference in the spring here in San Francisco. That's when they were talking about all the delays and everything that they had and finally brought it to market. But he was a German guy, and of course that's a Polish company. We learned that Kazuma Kiryu was always meant to be the dual protagonist, and Like a Dragon, Gaiden, the man who erased his name, is another one. Second Dinner's Ben Brody talked about Marvel Snap leaving Steam early access as well. Wayfinder revealed as a new MMO that looks like a fusion between Destiny and WoW. That's World of Warcraft. Wayfinder might be up your alley if that sounds good in an MMO. We also, the first day, Bethesda showed off the first teaser for the Fallout TV series, and of course, Todd Howard is always there, and just said Vault 33, Los Angeles, an original series coming to Prime Video 2024. And it's based on, I mean, we heard about this in 2020 that they were going to be doing it. And then we've heard almost nothing since then. And I know it's hard with the strike with SAG-AFTRA going on, but they did talk about it at least, but I want to see Starfield, and we got to see the first mission for Starfield. And that was the opening night thing, 15 minutes of it, live action trailer, and the first mission of the game has players on the Argos Extractors mining outpost on the moon of Vectera, mining for ores before wandering in a tunnel alone, where we discover and interact with a weird blue deposit, which leaves us unconscious with a transition into you waking up and commencing the start of your character creation. I think it's pretty cool. Speaking of the Xbox boss, Phil Spencer, he sat down to talk about Baldur's Gate 3, which is a really good game. teasing more into Final Fantasy games coming to Xbox consoles, and also reiterating that there's no plans to offer a mid-generation upgrade to Series X and S, which I didn't think there would be anyway, but it's always nice to hear it. And then kind of circling back to those Final Fantasy comments, you know, asking about Final Fantasy VII Remake and Final Fantasy XVI, two games that have been heavy hitters on the PlayStation console, would those get to Xbox? And Spencer said, well, Square says that they're working on the Xbox ecosystem, so that's kind of a yay. Nor it's neither, as they say in England, neither fish nor fowl. Zack Snyder talked Rebel Moon and his ideal game to adapt to the big screen upcoming sci-fi films, Rebel Moon Part 1, submitted A Child of Fire, which hit Netflix in December, but Part 2, The Scargiver, is going to be coming April 19th, 2024. So Remedy was on hand to show off 40 minutes of their new entertainment from Alan Wake 2. Mortal Kombat 1 devs talk lore and invasions while addressing the animation criticism as well. And Mitchell Saltzman, the Salt Man himself, when he talked about his final preview of Mortal Kombat 1, was discussing the invasions mode. And he says it's kind of like an RPG mixed with a board game, too. Got to see the first 60 minutes of RoboCop Rogue, which included a ton of ED-209s. And that game was announced in 2021. The first 16 minutes of that are exclusively on IGN.com as well. And then Dark Forces Remaster from Night Dive Studios. And they previous remastered System Shock and Quake 2. And so they're going to develop for the PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. Dark Forces, when that came out, CD-ROM, 95, 96 maybe. What a game that was. Dark Forces was one of the coolest things I remember about Dark Forces was, you know, nowadays, I'll say this and you're like, what's the big deal? But in 1996, this was a big deal. I was playing it and they had these mines that were, you could throw like frisbees, kind of like if you play Modern Warfare 2, the proximity mines that rise up anti-personnel style, right? And there was this pillbox that was set way up in like a mountain, and I had one of the greatest throws I ever had. I frisbeed the mine that went through the little slit, and then I thought, will that still work? And then you could hear people shuffling around, and then I saw a flash inside, and everybody inside died, and I was like, wow, that is cool. That works. And then I don't know why. Everybody gets their own cup of tea, but Turok 3 Shadow of the Oblivion is on its way between October and December, so sometimes in the fall or winter. Also PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. I never was a big Turok guy, even on the N64 with the bow and arrow and the dinosaurs. Song of Nunu, a League of Legends story, that got a new trailer. And we got to see more of the fictional regions of Freljord and an appearance from Braum, who's a champion from League of Legends. No release date yet there. And then Hellboy, Web of Weird. That's W-Y-R-D. The creator there, Mike Mignola, and art director Patrick Martin talked about Web of Weird, and there'll be multiple elements in the game, heavy emphasis on melee combat, still a lot of shooting, but more than that, they kind of dug deep into the game's roguelike elements and the upgradable abilities, customized from run to run. We also learned how Assassin's Creed codenamed Jade made the leap to mobile, which was interesting as well. But all in all, you know, it's exciting when I think about, just as someone who's been going to the Game Developers Conference for close to 20 years out here in San Francisco, that in the spring of 2020, one company pulled out and then another, and then the big one started pulling out, Sony and then Microsoft, and then they canceled it. And at that time, there was one case of COVID in Santa Clara, California, in the South Bay here, and one case of COVID in Seattle on the West Coast. And everyone pulled out. And I thought, really? We wait all year for this? This is like an overreaction. Didn't know it'd be a pandemic. 2021, it was virtual. And I got to say, I didn't really participate in a virtual game developers conference. 2022, it came back, it was about half full. And then this last spring, the GDC was kind of back the way it was supposed to be. And tons of people. And so it's just the same thing about getting back to normality, although people are starting to think there's going to be outbreaks forever, right? But just having the GamesCon over there in Cologne, which has this, I remember going there, this remarkable cathedral with two different spires. I just wondered if they were building it back in medieval days. And they're like, we ran out of material for that one. And they're not going to be symmetrical. They're not going to match. Well, what do you got for that one? Well, we can do a completely different one for that. Why don't we act like that was on, sort of like Fenway Park. You know how we're building the baseball stadium? Well, there's a street right here. Every fly ball is going to be a home run. Like every pop-up is going to be a home run. Why don't we build a green monster, a wicked green monster? Yeah, it's one of those things. All right, I digress. When we come back, I'll give the brand new game away, and I'll also talk about the awards from GamesCon. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network on the Video Game Review. We'll get you back to your sports talk here in less than 20 minutes. But it is time to give away the free game, which I do every show at 40 after. Just a simple question I'm going to ask, and the second correct answer to my email will win it. And not just win it, but win it, apparently. The email address is rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. And as I said, second correct winner will be the winner of the game, which is Ride 5. That's right, Ride 5. This is available for the Xbox Series X and S, the PS5, and the PC. I have it here for the PS5, it is developed and published by Milestone SRL. Once again, Milestone SRL. Rated E for everyone. Here's the blurb. Quote, rev up your engine and get ready to hit the track with Ride 5, an adrenaline-filled gaming experience that is so authentic it'll make you feel like you're truly racing at breakneck speed. These are motorcycles, by the way, kids. And what's cool about this, too, is that it does feature the Unreal Engine 5 once again, which a lot of us have been wanting to check out, get down and check it out. So once again, oh, here's my question. Is this about motorcycle racing or is this about racing wheelbarrows? That's my question. Second correct answer. Is that true? Is that real? Yeah. Ride 5 from Milestone Games will be going to you for the PS5. If you can tell me, second correct answer, is this about motorcycle racing or is this about wheelbarrow racing? A 1-800-878-PLAY. As I was saying, GamesCon, which just wrapped up in Cologne, Germany, we got to see some awards, and I'll let you know the winners here. The best trailer and best announcement category went to Little Nightmare 3. The best floor show went to Bandai Namco Entertainment. That's fine. That's the actual system. But the best Microsoft Xbox game, it went to Mortal Kombat 1. The runners-up, Armored Core 6, Fires of Rubicon, Inatria, The Last Song, The Wandering Village, and Towerborn. The best Nintendo Switch game went to Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom. How could it not? The runners-up were Fall of Porcupine, Figment 2, Creed Valley, Paper Trail, and The Smurfs 2, The Prisoner of the Green Stone. The best PC game was Payday 3. Runners-up were Armored Core 6, Fires of Rubicon, Dwarf Fortress, Rika, and Shadow Gambit, The Cursed Crew. Best Sony PlayStation game, Tekken 8. Runners-up were the Armored Core game again, the Inatria game, Mortal Kombat 1, and Sandland. Best mobile game, Sky, Children of the Light. One, runners-up, Genshin Impact, Marvel Snap, Monster Hunter Now, and Paper Trail. Best visuals went to Black Myth, Wukong. Best audio went to Legends of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. Best gameplay went to The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. Most entertaining game. Now, I always say, I don't care about the graphics and the hype and the pixelation and what famous actors you got for it to voice it, right? It's all about entertainment. If it's fun, we'll play it. Well, they say the most fun game is Payday 3. The most epic game, I like that, Legends of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, and two more categories. Most wholesome was Pikmin 4. I'll tell you the runners up there. Pioneers of Pagonia, Smooshy Come Home, Tiny Bookshop, and The Wandering Village. And finally, Games for Impact, Sky Children of the Light 1, the runners-up, A Space for the Unbound, Fall of Porcupine, Dead Pets Unleashed, and Belonging. So there are your big announcements and also your winners. We also got to see what one guy called Joseph Foley. He is a video game reviewer in England, and he said the strangest game of 2024 he saw at GamesCon, because he found GamesCon rather boring. I'm sorry about that, Joseph. But he said, yes, games were taking, I'm paraphrasing his article on Creative Block, but he said games were making great technical advances, but there's no personality. They're just a big generic blur. But then he saw one game called Thank Goodness You're Here. And I looked at it and I thought, what the hell is going on? It is a very quirky, hand-drawn animation with real voices, nonstop double entendres. It looks very interesting. It's for the Nintendo Switch. It's described as an absurd comedy slap former set in the bizarre northern English town of, quote, Barnsworth. If that doesn't sound like an exciting premise, it does get better. Your character is a traveling salesman who has to take in the sights and perform a series of odd jobs for the locals. And as you complete the tasks, more parts of the town are opened up and the odd jobs get progressively odder, which might not sound like the edge of your seat stuff, but with the absurdist sense of humor and the weird visuals, he said it's a true breath of fresh air. And it, anyway, look, everybody has their own cup of tea. And the thing he really liked about it were the Yorkshire accents and a lot of nostalgic songs, which also hit home for him. But as I say, everybody has got their own cup of tea, Yorkshire tea, maybe straight out of Leeds. But look, it's true, right? I sort of feel like, you know, like why would Siskel and Ebert love Pulp Fiction? It's like because they just, it was just something different, right? It didn't even matter what the plot was. It's just, well, we never saw anything like that before. Ving Rhames, yeah, we never saw that before. 1-800-878-PLAY. I'll get to the new releases here in a second. EA Sports does not plan to allow a pending lawsuit filed by a licensing company to interrupt the 2024 release of EA College Football. The spokesman, Pete Nako, said, "We're incredibly excited to bring back an authentic college football experience for fans and athletes who have shown such passion for the franchise, and we're looking forward to delivering it in summer 2024. So this is a group called the Brander Group, without the E, B-R-A-N-D-R. It's a licensing group for college athletes. They've sued EA Sports, claiming torturous interference after the gaming company reached an agreement with competitor One Team Partners to handle the licensing deals, which is basically everybody gets $500. And it's like, well, that's great for the third string long snapper, but what if you're Caleb Williams, right? What does that get you? And, you know, we've had Caleb Williams, of course, who won the Heisman Trophy at USC. And most likely, if anything goes well, we never know on a jinx him, but could be the number one overall pick in the draft as well. And he said, this is interesting. The thing about life is you have to adjust to anything. Businesses and brands and things like that have to adjust the new brand of college. I'd love to have the game back, but it's the new day and age, and everybody knows that the new day and age in college is. He said, if you'd like to go to school and you are a straight A student and there's another kid whose strong suit isn't school and he gets B's or B minuses, how would it be fair if you get the same grades as him? That never works in school and it doesn't make sense. That's how I look at this game with the situation with everybody getting 500. And he concludes, it depends who you are and your situation and if you earned it. There's certain people that have been in college for many years and been playing for many years, and there's guys who've been in college for many years that haven't played and haven't been doing this and that. It depends on your situation, who you are, and what you have actually earned. I'm not talking about money earned. I'm talking about all the hard work you've put in. So, I mean, you think about NIL. Williams already has a deal with United Airlines, and of course, he broke out at Oklahoma and then transferred to USC with Lincoln Riley, but he also has signed on with Neutrogena, PlayStation, Action Water, AT&T, Beats by Dre. He's in the Dr. Pepper commercials as well. He has a point, you know. He said, I was talking to Matt Leinart, and he said he went into the shotgun six times the whole year at USC. That's how football's evolving. Outside of football, we have NIL now. College has to evolve. Sports has to evolve. It's just how do the people in charge adapt to it and not hold things back and make stupid rules to affect people instead of protect people. There you go. Yeah, as I said, he has a point. All right, let's look at the new games coming out this week. Sea of Stars, an RPG on all the big boy systems. That is the Xbox Series X and S, the Xbox One, the PS4, the PS5, the Switch, and the personal computer. The Making of Karateka, a compilation finding remastered, also on all the systems. Samba de Amigo, Party to Go, a music rhythm game for your phone. It's iOS and Droid. Agatha Christie, Hercule Poirot, The London Case, on all the systems. He's Belgian, not French. Crossfire, Sierra Squad, a first-person shooter on the PC. Also on the PC, Daymare, 1994, Sandcastle. Action adventure horror on the PC. Extremely powerful capybaras, the rogue light. Goodbye Volcano High, an adventure game on the 4 and the 5 on the PC. Rhapsody 2, Ballad of the Little Princess, and Rhapsody 3, Memories of the Marl Kingdom, and Rhapsody Marl Kingdom Chronicles, all available on the PC and the Switch. Under the Waves, an adventure game on everything except the Switch. We also have Excitebike 64, off-road racing game on the Switch. It's a Wrap, platformer puzzle on the Switch. Mario and Rabbids Spark of Hope. This is an action strategy now on the Switch. Deceit 2, Horror Social Deduction. I've never heard a game described as a social deduction, but there it is on the PC. How to Escape. That's How Number 2 Escape on all the systems. Also, Somerville, an action game on the PS4 and the PS5. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you as we close out another edition of Video Game Review in our customary fashion by letting you know a cheat code, a request. Send those to rick@sportsbyline.com. Two more minutes to more sports talk for 6 days and 23 hours. This comes from Zane in El Dorado Hills, California. He says, Rick, how do I get a plane in Grand Theft Auto 5? Well, you go to the airport. I don't mean to be trite, but Los Santos International Airport. You can also go to Fort Zancudo. You could go to the Sandy Shores Airfield as well. But, you know, once you hop the fence or drive in, whatever you're going to do to get in, your wanted level is going to go up. And then when you steal a plane, your wanted level is going to go through the roof. But you just get into it like you get into a car. The key is getting enough speed. And some of them have to be sort of turned around because of the way that they're parked on the tarmac there. But yeah, you get in. There's no cheat for that. There are cheats for helicopters and things like that. But you just jump in. You got to get enough speed. And then when you do, it'll take off and then fly around and good luck landing. That's the thing with me. All these GTA games, I just go straight to the cheats. I've never done one mission. I can't help it. All right. I need help. I'll get help. I'm Rick Tittle. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week on the Video Game Review.